Tomorrow is the day when we will find out who will advance to the general election for U.S. Senate.
What was shaping up to be a Julia Letlow coronation on the GOP side is turning out to be anything but.
Lots of people are scratching their heads about this when Fleming appeared to be well behind, but now the race appears to be tightening.
ULM political science professor Pearson Cross says one thing that could benefit John Fleming is a very low turnout, and it's expected to be only about 15%.
Most of the interest of the general public in this election was over once Bill Cassidy was off the ballot.
On the Democratic side, Cross says it appears Jamie Davis has the nomination in the bag against Gary Crockett. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Secretary of State Nancy Landry says for many voters, the U.S. Senate primary runoff is not the only item on the ballot.
Local tax props or local elections, those will be on the ballot, and they are not closed party primary items.
Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Governor Jeff Landry signs an executive order that he says will ensure that residents and local businesses that are not paying for the massive amount of energy needed to power AI data centers. Landry says the order will require data center companies to follow a new set of guidelines in order to qualify for tax breaks.
Can you meet the demand? That's number one. Okay. Understand that we're not placing it on the ratepayers.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo on TIX FM.